Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. This is your girl, Mimi, aka Coffee with Curls, and just back for another episode of Randomness. And of course, on this week's episode, I kind of just want to talk about the current vibe that's out there right now and the things that's been happening in the world. And you know, it seemed to have been lately like a heavy mood, right? Because there's just so many things going on and things are bombarded in the news that, you know, it's hard, you know. And I know that speaking for myself, it's been hard to, you know, process, right? For you that may not know, there was a tragedy that happened last week of a young boy by the name of Junior that got murdered. I mean, he was only 15 years old, and surveillance showed that he basically got killed by 5 gang members. And if you guys have not seen it, you can go and check out the hashtag Justice for Junior. There's a lot of information on there. Just breaks my heart to even see the whole incident. The videos are up, and I can't even imagine as a family how heartbreaking that is. I mean, it's just been wearing on me so heavy, you know, because me, myself, growing up in the hood of East New York, Brooklyn, you know, you just see so much shit. I grew up seeing so much shit. But I think in the world of social media where videos are being taken and being posted and it gets reposted, I think that it's just comes with a whole other set of, I don't know if consequences is the right term, but more of, you know, almost like a reminder where you can visually see it over and over again. And, you know, my prayers to that family, because that's hard. And a young innocent kid, you know, not only did we lose him, but those boys that got locked up as well. Like, what can have possibly gone through your mind to handle the situation the way you did? And it was mistaken identity on top of that. You know, there's no apology in this world to even, you know, that would be enough. Can't bring it back, you know. And just thinking about the environment of, I don't know, you know, what made them go and try to handle that situation the way they did, you know. It's looking at it in all kinds of angles. You know, a mother losing their child, and we'll have to see that video will be out there for the rest of forever, you know. As long as there's internet, that's going to be out there. And I think that's just so, it's been wearing heavy on me, you know. And I see this been wearing heavy on a lot of people on social media, you know. It's a hard one, and I don't know, you know. I don't, you know, the store owner or the manager of the bodega could have helped, and he didn't. And, you know, that's just another set of other things to look at. And so unfortunate, right? Because you don't mind making money off the neighborhood, but you won't help. I don't know. You know, I look at Junior as it could be my own brother. You know, I don't have children, but it could, if I had a child, I had a son, it could have been my son. And I can just, like I said, it's just wearing so heavy in so many ways. And I can see it by people that I follow their posts, and just in general how it's affected everybody. And I really, really pray for strength for his mother, his family. I don't think there'll be enough words or things to say that would even make the situation any better. And for any of you that have seen this and is wearing heavy and you want to talk about it, feel free to reach out, because I know this has been all over the place. And sometimes it's hard to express when you see something like that and how that affects you, you know, and we got to be honest about that. And of course, and the topic is with the kids, you know, being held in these detentions and being separated from their families, that, you know, that's a whole other set of things that it should never happen. You know, these kids should not be separated from their families. And, you know, that's wearing heavy too, because it's like, what do we need to do as a people to stop that? What kind of intervention do we need to be part of in order to stop what's going on? Because I'm going to be honest, those are the things that I've been thinking about. Because it's just, this administration does not care. You know, how you as a first lady go visit one of the places, and then you have, I don't know if you guys saw it, but she had this jacket on and it says, "I really don't care," or "do you," or something to that reference. And I'm like, how do you go, you know, to where these kids are being held and that's what you wear? And then of course people have 20 million excuses of why and all that randomness that doesn't, hell, she read that before she put that on, and it's not a fashion statement. I don't care. You know, you can't be that insensitive of what's going on. You're clueless. Let's just put it like that, because I think that people don't want to be real about it. So I think that as people, we need to really start looking at all aspects of politics and start getting involved, because it's really affecting Black and brown people heavily, and we're suffering the most. And so those kind of been like the reflections of what I've been thinking about. And, you know, I'm just going to leave you with the thought of, you know, maybe what is it that we can do as people to help to affect change and bring awareness? Because we're going to have to get involved. And I think that's the hardest, is to get involved. You know, prayers is not going to do anything. It's really time for us to get, you know, involved in what's going on, because we're the ones going to affect change. As always, I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to me. And on to the next episode. I'm out. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.